This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Welcome back to our part two sit down with Miss Joan Van Ark. And if you missed part one, check it out. We talk about how she got the part of Allie Newing on Knott's Landing, starting on Dallas, working with Larry Hagman and Victoria Principal and Patrick and Linda Gray. And of course, spinning off into Knott's Landing and the cul-de-sac and how this friendship with Donna Mills and Michelle Lee came about. Now stay tuned for part two. But if you haven't heard part one, check it out. We are here with a legend and icon, the one and only Miss Joan Van Ark. Did you work closely? Like, you know, you talk about like, you know, the rich characters that came and left the cul-de-sac. Like, did you have a lot of scenes? I can't remember, like with Alec Baldwin, like Nicolette Sheridan.
Julie, Joan, and Alec were intertwining. Like nobody's business. He ended up loving her, and this is not possible, but he did it. Loving her more than I did, even because he was there for her. When she died, he couldn't make it to her service in New York at the St. James Theater, I believe it was. It was with Christopher Plummer. I was sandwiched between Zoe Caldwell and Christopher Plummer. I was the second speaker after, Christopher Plummer was first because she loved him. She had a crush on him. And they were close. But bottom line is Alec, Julie, and Joan was a trio and a bond. And I'm dying for Alec. I'm dying for him. I just can't believe this whole, and I know him because all he cared about, which is probably why I loved him so deeply. And we've stayed in touch ever since Knott's, and all through the wonderfulness he's done and whatever and wherever I am, we have continued that. But I know how deep he goes and how much it matters, the work. So I can understand how whatever this was or however they determine it was, I see where he with his, and he was one of the producers of the movie Rust. So my heart, I'm dying because it's the prop master or there's an armor, I don't know the French word or so, armory, or it has to do with the guns. It was a young girl who was like her second or third time, if that, being in that position because they had everybody doubling up on their duties. Somebody slipped before Alec, if and I say and stress that, there was in fact a bullet in there, because for the rest of his life, and it's unknown at this point whether what the future is for him, because we don't know how this will all play out. But I love him. I pray for him. We all wish there were, not we all, because there's a division on this, but pray that everything works out okay. I love this man as I loved Julie. And we three, I have a picture downstairs I adore. I wish I could grab it after and show you. It's Joan, Alec, and Julie. Julie's on one side of Alec, I'm on the other, at Sardi's. And there was a dedication one night and a whole show about Julie, the magnificence of Julie Harris. And it was at Sardi's, and both Alec and I spoke, and we're walking into the thing and we're laughing our heads off, all three of us. And I treasure it. It's down in the kitchen where I finally calmed down at the end of the day in a little frame. And I love this so much. And it's the unification of an actor or three actors and three people, Joan, Alec, Julie, not in that order, just we're one when we're together.
Wow.
Together.
And right, he is going, I mean, I don't know how this is all going to play out. Like, if it's
what
gonna
do you
affect.
Think? Do you have any thoughts at all?
I mean, I feel like sometimes I skip over it when I see, you know what I mean? So I'm not, but I mean, I know they're now talking about official like charges and what's going to, and like, I don't know if this is going to affect his career. Like, forget about the legal, like, you know, let's just say
so you're that's legal. All I'm talking about too.
Yeah.
Acting is his food, as it is mine. There's some people that need the food. That's why I've fallen apart during COVID, because it's something you just do. It's like brushing your teeth. And when it's taken from you and you're sort of housebound initially, as we all were, and all the claustrophobia for a Gemini is very difficult for me, and I'm sure you.
Yes.
There's no air. There's no freedom. I think Geminis need freedom and space when they need it. And they then fill with that. And then they're the best person for you. They're the best person for you.
I would agree with all of that. Geminis definitely need freedom. That is an understatement.
Freedom is the word I keep. When I'm running, I do my best thinking. And always that word is the one that pops into my brain. It's freedom. And we've all been denied different levels of freedom, and some intensely. And God bless the poor people who, in fact, had to go through this in a hospital, some who didn't make it out, and families who are suffering from that. That's gigantic. And talk about freedom, it's the antithesis, it's silence. No, never.
It's not good. And that's, yes. But to your point about Alec Baldwin too, I mean, we'll see what happens with his career. I don't know. I mean, I think this could affect it, right?
I can't think that it wouldn't affect it. I think because, and he, I'm sure, knows it, feels that. It certainly is consumed with that periodically, if not always. God love him. And he does.
What about, did you work closely with Nicolette Sheridan when she was on?
Nicolette was the most gorgeous cyclone, sort of to herself. And I think remains such, because there's been stuff since. Donna, Michelle, and I have had dinner and will have dinner upcoming with Mark Cherry, who produced Desperate Housewives. And there are elements there. I don't know. I think she is so gorgeous. And I tried to steal when Knott's did wrap all her clothes because we were the same size, 2 or 4. I think it was 2 because 2 was, so she was a 2 and so was I a 2. And I would rifle through whenever I had a really important interview, the wardrobe would loan me some of her stuff to wear because it was so hot and so fabulous. So she had all that at her access and a very different character from all the rest, very different.
Well, when you guys have dinner with Mark Cherry, why don't you say, hey, Mark, let's
We have, because here's the thing. when I go run at night, I go run in a high-end cul-de-sac type thing. I call it a horseshoe because it's down about, it's about not quite half a mile, but it's a long U-turn horseshoe thing. Mark Cherry lives right over here. Another writer lives across the street. It must be entertainer's heaven. Gorgeous big houses. I have run into him countless times. And one time, not that long ago, he called out to me, "Joan, is that you?" And he came up to me and talked to me. And we talked for about 15 minutes. I turned off my, I wear a pedometer to see that I'm doing 10 miles or whatever I'm doing. Turned off the pedometer and we chatted for about 15 minutes. And I said, "You know, Mark, you are such a gifted," he writes for women, like you, obviously. His resume is heavy with women ensemble shows. I said, "It's a fantasy of mine, but since we're chatting, Joan, Donna, and Michelle, we need to do something different, something special, something funny. We three need to show, we need to bring in the funny." And we're now next going to Soho House out in Malibu, which is a very incredible dinner club, maybe.
Yeah.
But everybody there is a who's who. Mark wants to go there with us. So that is upcoming. I just think he'd be perfect for us because he does write women's shows. And I just wish it was a rest home and we're three grannies from hell. I swear to God, doing, you know, mirth and being, you know, devils, little, you know, whatever, villains, but also pathos, because when the kids come visit or whatever, they'll be the heart. So the thing that he does well, which is yin yang, you know, Mark Cherry and Joan, Donna, and Michelle sounds good to me.
Do you see how quiet I am? I'm like, I'm like already picturing the show. I'm picturing like the
nursing. Well, do you think it's, well, I'd like to ask you, because you're aware for all this stuff. What is a complete flip on Joan, Donna, and Michelle as we know them previously? What would be turn it on its ear, in your opinion? Am I right with the rest home or?
Yeah, and I think like terrorizing and
terrorizing.
You know, and
like
three little kids.
I'm sorry, but three little kids or grannies.
Or, you know, maybe if you say it's about turning it on its head, maybe have Donna be the quiet, you know, the opposite of Abby. And you and Michelle are the two terrors. And Donna's like
100%.
The one that's like the innocent
you scare
woman, right?
Me. You scare me because that is exactly, Donna should be flipped to, flyover states.
Highest,
and Michelle,
quiet.
Maybe former socialites, and the husband has had two more wives since whatever, but we're still going to stay maintained and over the top a little. That to me in a rest home would be hell on wheels, and I would love hell on wheels, aged, go there and love it and hit it head on. You nailed it.
Right? Like that would be, see, listen, let's just get this going, people.
Let's get this going. I know when you come in January, I think we have to have the whole nine yards. We have to do it. And we'll
call
it up. Maybe we tape it as a pitch.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think, you know, you had a chance also. I mean, you know, a totally self-indulgent part of your career, which I loved, was you and Donna with Sherry Belafonte, Nip Talk. When you were on Nip Talk, that was great.
Oh my God, I forgot about that. You know, oh my God, because there was one thing, yeah, it was Oprah that we ended up doing together, but we were the only two invited actually with Ryan Murphy for Nip Talk. I adored that. The second one, I don't know, it was they knew they were being canceled. So I think, God, talk about a genius. What a track record he has, Ryan Murphy. But I think he threw a mitzvah kind of at, you know, certain characters or whatever thing, because we came back a second, but it was very different. That first one was, and Donna with having the stuff done. And
the Catwoman. I mean, it was brilliant.
Yeah, and you know, when you have, as the captain, would, i.e. Ryan Murphy, you're safe. You've got freedom to kind of you know, be different, be special, be a surprise and hot, ready, you know, to really be hot.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
Apes hunt humans.
That is wrong.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know, people are always telling me I give such great relationship advice, but I never take my own advice. Well, I have to tell you guys about Paired. Paired is something that has helped me out, and I really think is going to help all of you guys out who are in a relationship out there. And when I say relationship, I mean you could be dating the person for 10 years, or really it just be on a third date. It's for everyone. It's a relationship app for couples, and it's really fun. Listen, here's what you do. You and your partner download the app, pair together, and every day Paired gives you questions, quizzes, and games to have fun with and stay connected and really like deepen your conversations. It's really great for people that like don't know how to break the ice with certain things with their partner, no matter how long they've been together. And it kind of just cuts through all the BS. Like, here are some of the things that I found the most fun. Like, this is like for a couples game. How would you describe me? What's your love language? Would you rather? There's also like really interesting quizzes like managing jealousy. So listen, whether you're just a few dates in or have been together a long time, it's time to lighten the mood and have fun with your partner by using Paired. Head to paired.com/velvet to get a 7-day free trial and 25% off if you sign up for a subscription. Just head to paired.com/velvet to sign up today. Connect with your partner every day using Paired. A happier relationship starts here.
See if Mark Cherry can't get it together. I mean, Ryan Murphy has done things like Glee and like Scream Queens. He has that like dark sense of like comedic humor. It could work there.
See, because I think yin yang is the secret. You have to have some pathos with the funny. And the best shows are that. And Knots often had that there were some, but not the funny wasn't the kind of tongue in cheek and really out there, was not as broad, but it was there, the funny and the sad.
What was it like when you went back to, you know, very few go from nighttime soaps to daytime, like when you were on Young and Restless. Oh. What was that experience like?
Oh, night and day, because it's at mock speed. And right now it's even more mock speed. And during COVID, people were doing their scenes with dummies, not even with an acting partner. I could never be looking, you know, I need to be aware of right into the heart and soul of the actor and the character, because if they're doing their work, they're both, and you want to connect with both. So playing to mannequins during the thing, but even when I did Young and Restless, I went in the middle of it back to the Kennedy Center to do something that Sally Field also did, I can't remember. There were wonderful actors that they asked back for a couple of months to do a show at the Kennedy Center as a sort of repertory thing. And I went back and did a bunch of Tennessee Williams one acts. And I had to, because it was theater and it was the Kennedy Center. Come on. That's like being asked to go to the White House and I don't know what, do a play for a month just to show to the brass. But Kennedy Center is so best. Oh, wait, I'm putting Kennedy, and that's New York. And it was New York, it wasn't in DC. That was the other theater I did, but the Kennedy Center, New York, that to go back, I had to do it and did. But I don't know, it's like losing my mind. I know I am.
It's a fast pace in soap operas.
Oh, and the young, oh God, here we go with, yes, with Young and Restless. So they let me go. But then I realized that it's so much more fulfilling than racing through something and not doing the kind of job as an actor you want to do, which is a fault of mine, especially in this atmosphere now where it's quick, don't think about it, just do it. I'd rather think about it and give it everything I've got. And that's not in theme now and not in vogue at all.
It's a whole time.
The soap was very tricky. I loved everybody there. They were fabulous and wonderful. One time my acting partner threw a set of keys at me in an impulse on the scene. It cut my arm wide open. And, you know, in the soap, when it happens, you have to just sort of keep going. And I just tucked my arm because I had a feeling, I didn't want to look, but I had a feeling I really hurt myself because it really hurt. And we went through and finished the scene and I'm gushing blood. As it turns out, when they said cut, I'm gushing blood from the keys ripping my arm. And he had never done that until the take. But see, that's what happens when you are really getting into it. But that isn't, you don't have that much of a leeway with daytime soaps. If you don't fall off the chair and break your nose, print, move on. And that kind of got to me. Wow. I loved the people. I loved the character. It was tricky after a while. And it takes a certain breed of actor too. Just, okay, we'll go with it or whatever.
Right, it's a whole different skill set.
It's just, definitely.
Well, speaking of a different skill set, you know, in Young and Restless, you know, you look at like an Eileen Davidson who has, you know, been there off and on for so long. You know, now she was a part of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
She was.
And I mean, Lisa Rinna, who's an actress, is still on there. Garcelle Bouvet. I mean,
so what do you Lisa's going back acting? Because Lisa, for the longest, forever, was Housewives.
She's still Housewives. She's still there.
But to go back to acting, that's a big step that she hadn't done for years, meaning she was on a
Real Housewives. And she's still on it. She's not going back to acting yet. But I mean,
hasn't. So right. She wasn't interspersing.
No, she's 100% Housewives.
That's where I think it's hard. If you're doing, and I've done, and it's like having two boyfriends. I've always said only one boyfriend at a time for me. I can't do the juggling. I get too shaky on both. That what about him? But what about, you know, it's too schizophrenic. I got to give one boyfriend all I got. And you can take that anywhere you want to, but you got to be true to one and then move on.
It's a different skill set. I mean, what do you think of even like actresses that are now like, I mean, Lisa Rinna has a huge force on Beverly Hills Housewives. I mean,
is she?
Yeah. I mean, like if I had told you when you were filming Knots Landing that Joan, one day there's going to be this thing called reality TV and actual actresses are going to be on it, you would have told me I was crazy.
No, I hear you and you're right. But that reminds me of this thing I did just this past Saturday. Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine,
yes. Love Boat.
The Love Boat. I was at, because I guested four times on Love Boat.
I know. I
earlier. So they invited some of the long timers or the most frequent. Charo was there, as I said, but it was a cocktail party dinner on this brand new ship that is like Manhattan on the water, meaning that big, that with staircases of mirrors and lights and curved brass banister. I mean, to die for. This ship is to die for. And it is a city on the water. And they were going to leave that night later. And so I went to this party and they presented everybody, a couple from the original show. So you know, but I think that's going to be a big hit. It's like The Bachelor and Bachelorette, and it's on the water.
I just had Jerry on. I just talked to Jerry last
week.
Oh,
did you?
Yeah.
Oh, is he a sweetheart? I'm sure he is.
He's great. And I mean, listen, the real Love Boat, like what, they're the best, what a great choice for hosts, right? They're the perfect choice, those two.
They are that. And I think the show, because reality isn't always fantastic. Not that I would balk at, you know, having fun on something like Joan Don Michelle doing something, I don't know what, interviewing makeup people, all right, whatever. But I think that is this effort of the real Love Boat with the reality aspect of it and cruising in the Mediterranean. Come on, that's got a little of everything there. So not acting for sure, but.
What about, you know, like what about new projects you're working on? You said you're working on a bunch of stuff.
Oh, I've done a couple pilots that were done during COVID. But, you know, with, what do I want to say? The presentation is kind of like what we're doing in a way. So you're, Patrick Warburton plays my husband in this thing. You have to sign a non-disclosure clause. And Patrick Warburton is my husband in it. It's a crazy take on something. It is animation, but we did all of ours, you know, virtual and whatever. And I went to a studio, I think, for pickups on it when COVID got less frightening. But I've done that. And there was another thing that's in the offing. I'm trying to remember what. Idle Chat. No, we did do Idle Chat too, which Susan Anton has on the Family Channel. She's hosting it. And it was the three of us. And I think it was sent to you if you hadn't seen it. But that's the most recent on camera that Joan Don and Michelle have done on three high stools with our portraits behind. So funny. Portraits behind us and chit-chatting about, you know, all of this campy, fun, real, you know, the whole ball of wax. And that was an hour presentation with her.
And I know you've been doing some voiceover work too.
Constantly, yes. And that, as I say, is with my head stuck in my daughter's clothes closet with a box and a microphone, and I have to stick my head in the box to record the spot. And I defy you with your husband screaming at you because he wants the first take to be the one that's printed and send it and stop. And I want, once again, for it to be perfect.
What about if, you know, like say that they come to you and they say, listen, we're going to reboot, you know, sometimes they reboot, like say they were going to reboot Knott's Landing and have like, they're going to just recast it. You know, they're going to have valuing, you know, at the age that she was. Are there any actresses that come to your mind to play Val and to pass the torch to?
Man, that's a question I've never been asked. And the age range would be around 30, 40 or 50?
I was 40, thinking like 40. 30s, 40s, right?
Yes, me too. That would be, that's the sweet spot to do that. But
and I mean, some people like, well, I think, you know, I mean, I think of like a Reese Witherspoon. I mean, I'm assuming that, you know, that this all, that everyone's, you know, just in an ideal world, everyone wants, and I guess on TV, even like maybe Jennifer Lawrence.
Ah, right there. See, Gemini, you're scaring me. You are scaring me. Yes, her. Yes, I love her. I love her at Time Out and a baby and getting married and after the baby. And I love her. And she's real. It's all about real. It is in your voiceover, it's in your acting, and it's in talking interviews and things. You have to come from home base, and she does in spades. I love her. Perfect. Perfect.
Right? Can't you see Jennifer Lawrence showing up and saying, I'm Valine?
She can do anything. And as far as I'm concerned, she would not only do it, but she would take it to the next level because she's so effing amazing. Effing amazing.
Right. The whole waitress.
She lets it be real. She lets it be real. She showed up on something again, flying by the television set, not really watching it and seeing she was pregnant and looked totally different, totally different person. And there she is front and center. I love her for that. I love her. I want to go there. I want to show that I can go there. You know, for the hell with the curls and the eye makeup and all of it. You know, that's brave and it reveals. You have to share and reveal, I think.
Now that Thanksgiving is over and we head into Christmas, I have finally realized when I'm on Lululemon.com all day, because it really is my favorite brand out of any brand I've ever worn, I am done buying myself stuff. It's time to focus on gifts. And the reason you're going to love going to Lululemon.com is because it really is a one-stop shop. Everyone thinks of Lululemon as like athletic wear and stuff to work out in, which it is, but it has so much more. I've been so invested in all of the men's stuff because I buy for myself on there on a pretty regular basis, way too regular. I've now discovered the women's stuff. Wow, it's just as good. All the ladies in my life are getting Lululemon this season. Now, one item, the Lululemon Align high-rise mini flare pant. You guys have to check this out. It looks perfect for women to work out in. All my ladies, and yes, a lot of those are Real Housewives, are getting this. It comes in so many different colors. So I'm just going to get a different color for everyone. But they also have so many accessories, hair accessories, bags, yoga mats, water bottles. With 3 weeks left to go to Christmas, everyone is getting a gift from Lululemon.com. And if you guys want to do the same, Lululemon.com. That's right, Lululemon.com. We all get so busy in our daily lives, but I can't stress how important it is to prioritize your mental health and wellness every day. Because if your mind is clear, it allows you to accomplish everything else that you want to accomplish in your day. When you work on yourself, you start to see positive changes in all areas of your life. Talkspace has helped me with all of that, and I wholeheartedly recommend them. I can't tell you how much they've helped me with therapy. You can sign up online, you get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within only 48 hours. You can text, video, or send voice messages to your licensed therapist at any time. And it's so incredibly convenient. I mean, I don't like leaving my house, nor do I have time. You get to have virtual sessions right from the comfort of your own home. And did you know Talkspace is the number one therapy platform? They have licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, anxiety, depression, relationships, and so much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $100 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/velvet. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/velvet to get $100 off your first month. So don't wait till something goes wrong in your life to start working with a therapist. That's Talkspace.com/velvet.
She's real. I don't know. She's who I thought of to play Valley.
Oh, I just love that. I mean, and I say she'd add layers that I never would dream of, but I'd love to see them. And I'd be honored that she showed me what I missed. I'd be honored in her case because
she would need your, you know, we need your approval. Yes, she would need your approval. So that's good. You know,
you got it. You got it. But that's a great idea.
Anything else you want to bring up that I didn't bring up? I like to give people a chance at the end. I mean, thank you for answering all of my questions, but I feel like if there's anything else.
Oh, you know, I do have something.
Yes,
I do. Tell me. Well, here's the thing. We live on a hilltop and we look out over the entire valley, and it's a killer drop dead view. And that's why all these windows are correct, because of what you get to look out on. They're hell on wheels when you're an aging diva and you're doing a virtual interview. Bottom line is Quentin Tarantino, because he works out of Universal currently, brought his Once Upon a Time in Hollywood right down to the foot of our driveway and filmed for a month maybe and came back for pickup shots. There is Brad Pitt down at the end of my driveway in a pair of pants, because I run at night, came home late from Toluca Lake, drive up my hill, and there's Brad Pitt walking with, wasn't it Margot Robbie, walking up the hill. I love Margot, she's incredible, but I couldn't take my eyes off those pair of pants going up the cul-de-sac hill that we live on, so we can sit on this mountaintop. One night with courage, because they were shooting night for night thousands of times, I snuck down after coming home from my run, parked the car, tiptoed down the driveway, and there's Quentin directing Brad Pitt and who was his partner? I don't know. It was too amazing, but Brad Pitt, come on. And Leonardo, because Leonardo lived in one of the houses at the bottom of the, so Leonardo's coming out of the door and there's Brad Pitt. So I've got two dream come true in the flesh in front of me. And Quentin Tarantino saw me, talked to somebody, and came across the cul-de-sac as they're doing the setup, came and said, Joan Van Ark, Quentin Tarantino, as if I didn't know. He said, I have watched Frogs, which is a movie I did with Ray Milland. And Sam Elliott. Come on, doesn't get more good. Sam Elliott and Ray Milland, way back forever ago, not that much, but a while back. Ray Milland, an Oscar winner. Sam Elliott, the most handsome, best actor on the planet. So I had done that movie, and he said, I've watched, Quentin Tarantino says, it's a bazillion times, one of my favorite movies. I know just who you are. Welcome to our set. You know, chatting away. I thought I would, I don't know, go poo-poo or pee-pee because I was this incredible man. We chatted for a while. He was about as gracious as anyone can be. It was time to shoot the scene. I watched them do that and tiptoed, crawled back up the hill because I was so... I have a poster in my office that a fan in Palm Springs at one of the autograph things brought me of Frogs. It is huge, like a real movie poster in a theater, in the front of the theater would be huge. It was in my office forever because a fan wanted me to sign it. And he said, no, you just keep it. I signed it to Quentin Tarantino just because I thought it was right. I miss it more than you know, but I went down a day or two later and handed it to someone to give to him. And he said, this will definitely, or whatever. He thanked me and whatever. But I had to do that to him because he's an icon. It goes without saying. And to have had that kind of connection and have him know who the hell I am, I blew me away. I mean, through the roof.
And you're giving me chills now. I mean, that's a great story.
It is. It is. And he's a great man to have done that and to thank me and be there. And he's so, what I love, and I think this is true of all actors, he's like a kid when he's so, energy is just like, this is what I'm on the earth to do. And that's what I have felt since I was 14. This is why I'm here. And that kind of impulse and energy is what you need to survive and keep going and not give up. And I'm going to get verklempt because COVID's been a test for me to not have that food, that meal, that creativity, that partnership with a crew and my favorite scene from Knott's Landing, the face washing scene where Valene became Verna Ehlers and went to a bar and a bunch of guys. I love filming that scene. Nothing but guys on the set. I was in a bar. I come home drunk, my makeup all smeared up. I fall asleep in the bed. Then I wake up and I go into the bathroom, I guess, to get a glass of water. And I see myself in the mirror and I see this over made up face with eye black mascara shooting down my cheeks. And I turn on the spigot because we were in a real motel, a real bathroom, turn on the spigot and wash my face that's always over made up, wash every bit of it off and start over and become Verna Ehlers and became that character. Went from Valene to that in a 5-minute take, which they kept in the episode. CBS called David and said, do you think we can stay on this scene for 5 minutes? And David said, yes, I do. And when that scene was over, because we had one false start, I said to the cameraman, if something goes wrong technically, once I wash my face, that's a wrap. And we did have one false start. The second time we went and I scrubbed and scrubbed and scrubbed. When the scene was finally over, the complete wonderful, I think, it's the only thing I think I did that's wonderful. We hugged like that Mary Tyler Moore hug, all of us, the camera, the hair and makeup, the set. We were one circle of hugs. That's what it's all about. Hugs together. That's it.
Well, that's another great. See, now you're giving me chills again.
Well, it's my best moment in my work. And I'm not pleased. I know when it's okay and it's right, but I never knew it to be a group effort like that, the best.
Well, we need more. So
Well, I'm not done yet. And it's spelled I'm K-N-O-T, done yet. I'm K-O-N-T, done yet. I'll be back.
I like that.
I'll be back.
Well, and you need to do, maybe we'll have more of these live shows, you know, since there's such fandom.
Yeah. Because that's, I don't know. It's all, and it's a very narrow niche of care and hard work. But once you know it and you've experienced it, that's why COVID for me has been very difficult. Very. And I'm not quite out of it yet.
I think a lot of people are not out of it yet.
I think so too, more than say it. And I think people in the workplace who are returning to where they were want to go back home again, or you're happy and comfortable doing it this way because you're 100% there. You're 100% there. I mean, you're there. So as long as you have all of you in place, that's where you should stay.
And I mean, I have a studio too. And like when I'm in LA, there's going to be a studio for people. Like I always give people an option. Like if you're in New York or LA where I am, we can do it in person. It's shocking. I mean, a lot of people do in person, but a lot, even when they're three blocks away, are just like, I'd rather do this in Zoom.
Yeah. But I'll tell you something. If you're coming, then you should check with Donna and or me that it should be Joan, Donna, Michelle at some, with some,
I will.
We'll have something going on, even if it's just the show that we're going to do on tour or whatever, or just Joan, Donna, Michelle, because you'll witness the trio with the gorgeous Donna and the New York Broadway Michelle and Joan, who tries to be a little bit of both. And that's the fight of my life, is the two of them are parts of me.
I think that's a good idea. The three of you together when I'm there would be great.
I think, and studio, or, you know, where we can all be comfortable, not individual or, but I think if you're in the same
studio,
we should be together. That's my take. That's
why I agree. We'll have to make that happen.
I think so.
I thought you were going to say when Quentin Tarantino came over that he was a Knott's Landing fan, or Brad Pitt. I was going to say,
oh, Brad Pitt. I couldn't have, I would have fainted.
I think I would have fainted. Too.
Although they were aware, I could see they were looking over and like, you know, but you know, that's kind of the thing about a set. I mean, location set in the middle of the night, it was like between 11 and 12 midnight or something. You know, it's a different set at that hour, but it's still a set, but I'm sure they're used to it. But you know what I think? I think Brad Pitt, Leonardo, is more to himself, and he did kind of walk in circles and sort of isolated, which I respect. I get that. But Brad Pitt, that's an icon without it. And so is Leonardo. Come on. I mean, and then Quentin Tarantino, I mean, hyperventilating.
I mean, they're all three icons, but you know what? So is Joan Van Ark and Michelle Lee and Donna Mills. So, well, I mean, you are an icon too, Joan.
Well, we got to get back, not to icon, but we just got to get back. At least I do. Maybe Donna continues icon or Michelle continues, but the only way to be able to use that word is to a continuum of some sort of connection to an audience, because that's what we created and we had.
I agree. Well, I think when I'm there, we need to do this. We'll do a show with all three of
you. We'll do some kind of trio.
I like this idea.
Trio thing. I think, yeah.
I will get all your information from somebody and we'll make it all happen.
Well, probably Harlan.
Well, I have thoroughly enjoyed this, not just because you're my fellow Gemini from New York City, but, you know.
Were you born in New York?
And I grew up between New York and Connecticut. So I actually, because my parents were divorced, I grew up outside New Haven, Connecticut. That's how I know that whole area. Well,
Yale then too. Come on.
New Haven is underrated.
New
Haven, it's cute.
I agree. The theater there, are you kidding? Top of the line. Top of the line. The best professionals, Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward. I'm telling you. They all go through there and do shows in Hartford. That's a pre-Broadway stop.
Yeah.
In order, because it's close enough, you know, they can take a train or do whatever. But that's a convenient and a true test of whether you're close and ready for Broadway.
Yeah.
It's that good.
I agree.
Do you know West Nyack, New York?
A little bit.
It's outside. It's over the George Washington Bridge.
Okay.
From Manhattan. That's where we lived, and that's where we moved from there to the hilltop in Colorado. Now Joan is the only family member in LA, but who knows? That gets tested every day that there's more traffic. You have no idea.
And I'm going to be out there and I'm going to have no car. Listen, if I can spend, people said I couldn't do it here in the Hamptons. I've been here since May and I have gotten around with Ubers. It's all fine.
Uber is better. You get to do, homework, or you have your life, or return phone calls, or, you know, Uber is better. I don't
it do works. It.
My husband does. I'm lucky enough to have a gorgeous car that, you know, when I want something really bad, I'll say I'll sell my Mercedes because I've got last year's Mercedes, dark blue convertible top, unbelievable nice. Silver chrome wheels. It's a diva car, but I need my friends. I need my picture frame so this diva can try to maintain.
I just don't drive. I mean, I have a license, but I haven't driven in way too many.
I know, but why should you? Why should you? If you got it working and got it going on without it, don't even try.
It works. So,
and like, you will die. You will hate it here. When was the last time you were here?
I was there during the pandemic, but like in the beginning. So probably before the pandemic.
Really. Before it got, yeah. Well, yeah. We did our last show. I've got a great photograph downstairs of all three of us dressed to the nines, doing something at the Hollywood Museum, which Harlan also runs. And we're so put together and so overdressed and so, but
I think I saw that picture when you guys did.
Oh,
that.
The three.
I don't
us?
Know if I saw it on Donna Mills' Instagram or I saw it somewhere.
Oh, you probably did.
I think I think she posted.
We're gesturing to the sign because we were trying to promo the Target because I love We're Not Done Yet, but Donna doesn't like it. She does not like it. I think it says it. I think it says it right away. That there's that little germ, which is what brought us together. Otherwise, I'd never know her. Michelle, I don't know, because of Broadway, because we've both done Broadway, a couple shows. She did Seesaw and something else with Linda Lavin. I don't know, but she's done too much too. So, and that's something too. When you've got that blood or that experience in your DNA, you don't ever take that. That never goes away of how you value that.
Yeah, it's in your blood.
It's in your blood.
Well, you need to, I mean, I'll reach out, have my people reach out to Harlan because that would be great because I'm going to be there. So we might as well do it in person. But this was great. I really appreciate you letting me ask it all. So
well, you did. And I think I said it all too in a way that there are points, but that might be the Gemini-ness. But the things that I feel are my first base or home base, which have not been tested to the extent or lack thereof up until this whole thing we've all just been through.
Absolutely. And thank you to your husband too, for helping.
I'll have to get him up here and this desktop with the notes and the all kinds of stuff.
You should see my work area. There's notes everywhere. So,
well, that's true because there are different, I've got so many different projects going that are to be continued. So,
I envision it. Like I could see it.
Well, if you ever get a sitting on the toilet, suddenly, oh my God, to see the three of them do this, you shoot it to Harlan or
I will
just say, I just thought of some, you know, cause there is a goofy pillow or platform diving board that would set the three of us up. What's the funny picture was always a phrase that I love that means what's the heart and soul of it. And to see three of us in a rest home, two of us from hell and Donna Meek. And
right. That would be.
I agree. And it would be a beautiful challenge for her because she could do anything and she could, I don't know whether she would settle to or, I don't know, because she doesn't like me when I'm trying to call it divas. She says things like, well, we're really playing grandmothers now. I'm not. I haven't yet. No, I should have, but I haven't yet. But she's very savvy with all that that works. And it, just recently she said grannies and like that, but whatever.
You I could be, I but if I think of anything too, I'm
yeah, gonna that's send it, it to her. Right. Yeah, three plumbers, three electricians, three traveling. I don't know what are those.
I like I like the home, and like you guys are like glamorous and wealthy and right, like maybe, and you know, have lived a life, and Donna's more of like a simple, she's
plain,
like a
simpler, simple, yeah, basic, and they'll end up loving her the best anyway because she's the one that's grounded.
Right.
The other two aren't real. I mean, they're real in doing them.
That would be funny.
I agree too. I agree.
It'd be funny.
And it's been my latest thought because I went from biker to something
like Katie
else.
Seagal.
What is it?
Like Katie Seagal was
oh,
a biker.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I and Kurt Sutter was, I think, is her husband. And something he could write was rough and raw with us. Three homeless ladies. I want us to turn it on its ear. And
yeah,
I never thought of three homeless ladies. I don't know how funny that could be, but it could be. Not because it's such a real thing right now. It's a real issue.
It is.
Out here, they're everywhere I run.
I know.
Crazy guys, and they follow me. And
well, that's what you hear. I mean, same with New
York.
No,
it's true.
But that's what you hear out there.
It's very bad because it's nice weather out here. So they're out 24 hours at different times and attacking people with knives and, you know, attacking people, period, out of control, screaming at you. When I go run down Ventura Boulevard, a very busy street, which I sometimes do instead of running around Mark Cherry's house, scares me.
You need to be safe.
I know. And people get upset when they hear I run at night.
But, yeah, that's kind of.
Well, you wouldn't want to see the blood bruises that occur because of growing up in Colorado and too much sun. I love the sun.
I'm not into the sun. I'm like, I'm pale all summer.
Well, no, it's growing up for me in Colorado because that's an outdoor state, or was. I don't know what it is now, but that's an outdoor skiing, riding horseback. Running is a huge thing in Colorado. You know, working out.
You need to keep in touch. I really appreciate this. I'll let Harlan know when it's coming out too, but you know, and we'll do something in January.
Sounds good to me.
Thank you so
Kevin,
much.
You're my new best friend.
You're my new best friend. Love this.
Same to you. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye. Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.